Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tears in Heaven. Ty is absent this week because she left her recording equipment at home. So it's just me and Andy again. And now that Ty is gone, now that the parents are gone, the kids can have a good time because we are ranking candy.
Candy.
Can we put it all in S tier?
Put it all in S tier and my mouth.
Do you have any others we can rank too?
Yeah, no. We are ranking Halloween candy. And
for context, what that is, that Spencer's been doing that with that for friends whenever they order dessert or see like desserts. He calls it his fat guy voice.
Yeah, it's my fat guy voice. It's what I do whenever I'm thinking about fat guy things, like, you know, getting instead of a root beer float, getting a milkshake float. So we are ranking candy, and Andy, why don't you start with the first candy on this list? The first one that you want.
Sure. Let's start with something very basic. Let's start with M&Ms, regular M&Ms.
Regular M&Ms. Okay.
They're okay.
I like them, but the problem is that, like, when you eat too many of them, you feel like you're eating marbles. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, the first handful of M&Ms are, like, the best. And then the more you eat, the more they just taste like colors and not in a good way.
I don't have that problem, but it might be that I have done more damage to my stomach than you.
It's not a stomach M&Ms issue. The quality level just dips so fast.
I don't know. I like M&Ms. The thing is, I'm never reaching specifically for regular M&Ms. I think peanut, and especially peanut butter. Peanut butter M&Ms are delicious. Are better. But regular M&Ms are good.
I will say, M&Ms, I think, like, they're not a Halloween candy, they're a trail mix food. If you put M&Ms in trail mix, they kind of unlock their true potential as, like, the little sweetness on top of the trail mix. But when you have them alone, that's just like eating raw whipped cream. And that, I do it, but not, like, I'm not going to do it too often, and I'm going to feel bad about it.
How do you feel about them as, like, a topping for, like, ice cream or something?
They got to be, like, really small in order to make that happen, and they fall off so easy.
You know, speaking of falling off, I feel like mini M&Ms used to be everywhere, like, 10 years ago. I almost never see mini M&Ms anymore.
We had a very large science teacher in fifth grade, and some kids like looked inside his drawers and he just had shitloads of packets of mini M&Ms.
They came in like round plastic containers too. Like,
I'm on a diet. They were I need mini M&Ms.
So I think M&Ms are like B. Like, they have like applications, but they're, again, it's like eating like salt. Just like, you know, they belong with other things.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. You want to pick something?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kit Kats. I love
Kit Kats are a strong one.
Yeah, I fuck with Kit Kats heavy. In fact, I'll usually, like, if I'm at the checkout line at CVS and I'm feeling cranky, you know what I do? I'll grab a fucking like Kit Kat bar. Since they got them there, which, by the way, that is like one of the greatest fat guy innovations in history.
Oh yeah,
is that like at any store you go to, you can get cheap candy
anywhere, and they place it in the registers. Literally, they are like, "Hey, you want candy before you leave? Do you want candy?"
Yeah, the only place I think in America that doesn't do that is like sex toy stores. And even then, I'm kind of surprised. Like, I swear I've probably been to a sex toy store that you could buy M&Ms at. But that is one of the fattest innovations in history. Anyhow.
Yeah, no. Kit Kats are like, when I think of like the generic store brand chocolates, they're one of the first ones I'm reaching for. They're in my, I would say, top three.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You know, this might piss off all the candy heads out there, but like chocolate candies, like, they all taste about the same. What you're looking for is different textures, and Kit Kats have like amazing texture. They're creamy, they're crunchy, they're wafery, you know, like you get the chocolate taste, but you get like all these extra little sensations going on. It's great. It's great. I think Kit Kats are a first gone. They are a first gone level.
I just change it to D through S. I'm not respecting the, but okay.
Yeah, you can do S tier is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would agree. I fucking love Kit Kats.
Yeah.
All right, let's move off of chocolate a little bit. Let's move off.
No!
Starburst.
Starburst. Okay. I'm curious to what you think.
Well, let's start with the main thing I feel about Starburst, which is that, you know, I talked about M&Ms. I talked about how, like, peanut butter M&Ms, they're great. Starburst is kind of the opposite. Only, like, the original Starburst flavors are good. The rest of them are all dog shit. Like, they are all... I have never had, like a tropical flavor. Like, I've never had an alternate Starburst flavor that I've been like, this is good. I'm glad I'm having this. No, they're all bad.
I don't think I've ever had an alternate Starburst flavor, period.
They have, like, tropical brand. It's weird.
No, yeah, Starbursts are, like, I've only eaten them in the context of, like, I've gotten a gift bag, and they're at the very bottom of that. Like, that is...
As far as, like, fruity candy goes, they're pretty high up there for me.
Yeah.
I quite like Starbursts.
No, I'm not really a fan. I feel like these were made by dentists as controlled opposition, because, like... You feel like them trying to, like, yank out your teeth.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, they're not the worst. They're not, like, Butterfinger bad, but I can definitely... They definitely have some stick to them.
Yeah, no. I hate that sensation. It makes me feel like I'm, like, teething. Like, the just talking about them is making my gums feel fucking sore, but...
Honestly, I would argue Starburst in A tier.
I'm just not... I don't know. They're fine. Like, I'm not really... I mean, I'll eat it. Like, hell, brother, I'll eat a Starburst, but, like, I'm not a huge fan. Like, I'm not that big. I'm gonna plant my flag down and say B.
Also, since this is an Andy food take, you know I got the rankings. It's pink at the top, then red, then yellow, then orange.
It's a miracle you're allowed to use sharp objects. It's a fucking miracle, man.
This is something that has been ingrained in my skull since elementary school. I know.
I believe you.
Like, yeah. I know exactly how excited I get.
Do you have a fucking safety scissors ranking too? Like, what's the deal here?
You never know what kind of flavors you're gonna get when you open it, because most Starbursts I have come in the fun size packs. I feel like when I open them, you never know what you're gonna get. You might get you know, two lemon and orange is okay. You might get a red and pink. It's great. I'm just saying.
All right, I think red is my favorite. I don't know. I don't have a Starburst taste tester in front of me. I don't have a sample platter. I'm going B. I've got to go B, but yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll let it be settle with Starburst and B.
I'll let it be high B, but yeah, that's as far as I'm going to budge on this one. I'm not a huge fan. All right. Okay. Well, let's talk about Hershey Kisses. So original flavor Hershey Kisses, kind of mid. The, like, crazy flavors that they got, you know, with, like, the, like, swirl flavors and shit.
Ooh, those, you know, what's a good one? Have you ever had the hot cocoa flavored Hershey Kisses?
I have, yeah. That is, again,
those are great.
That is also, like, fat guy brilliance right there. That is a great innovation. Can I eat my hot chocolate? So, I don't know. The original flavor, though, is, like, the worst of, like, American chocolate, though. It's very, like, chalky, and it tastes, like, a little grimy. I don't know.
Hershey Kisses are also, like, Starburst to an extent of that, of, like, the kinds of candy you always get at school. There's a couple of them, and I wonder how many of them we're going to go over in the tier list. But, yeah, it's definitely one of those reoccurring. Like, Hershey Kisses are probably the chocolate that I have had the most in my life at school, with one other exception. But,
Hershey Kisses are okay. Probably the chocolate I have had the most in my life at school. It's a beautiful sentence. It's a Joycean uttering.
I don't know. You want to put them in C tier?
I'd say B, just because I like the... I like the alternate flavors a lot. Like, if I see one that's, like, got some, like, zany flavor, I'll try it. But the regular ones, just, like, they got good texture, too, I will say. They got, like, good texture. But, yeah, no.
Okay. Let's talk about something that I kind of I feel good shitting on, which is, have you ever had the Haribo Gold Bears candy?
Yes.
Those are teeth destroyers.
Yeah, those
they are.
Those things, like, if you get
they
give,
are
if you give that to a kid with like loose teeth or whatever, you give the package of that to the kid, like, he's making $400,000 from the tooth fairy.
Now they're just normal gummy bears. We all know what gummy bears are. What makes them special is that they are both very small and very dense.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they're very thick and heavy.
They are. They take. You burn calories eating them.
Exactly.
It's a workout to eat one of those fucking things. I don't mind the taste of them is the thing. Like, I've had a bunch of them before.
No, it's not terrible.
Because I think they were like one of the candies that you could get at like the snack bar at my school, and like all every fucking kid had a bunch, and I would cop a few from some kids.
I never had these that much as a kid.
Yeah, no, that's my private school upbringing. You know, we were too fancy for Hershey Kisses. We had Haribo gummy bears that you could buy from the snack bar.
Oh man, you have candy snack bars? That's crazy.
We had a snack bar at high school that you could buy shit from. You know, there's get like Powerade and shit from it, and you could also get like bagel with cream cheese and some of like the fattest cheesecake in history. That's so funny. They sold cheesecake at my private
school. They sold cheesecake.
I just like put that together in my head, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, do I need to do a land acknowledgement now or something? Like.
You fucking, you motherfucker, I went to the bad high school. This motherfucker had cheesecake. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's the, yeah, but we had a fucking Michelin star school. Yeah, God, no, that's, I feel so much shame about my WASPy upbringing, dude. It's bad. The cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
You know my fat ass is eating that shit like every day.
On the breakfast menu, did you have fucking Danishes? Like,
no, but I had to think about it for a minute. I had to like rack my brain for a minute about it. No, that it pretty fucking sick. So Haribo gummy bears. I'm gonna say, like, I don't know, like, I want to say B on taste, but, like, talking about them is, like, making my jaw hurt, so I'm going to say C.
I say C, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, like, I'll eat them, but I'll regret it immediately. It feels like giving, like, it's like a dog with peanut butter, like, it'll be like, oh boy, and then you're just going for the next fucking 10 minutes. Speaking of stuff we can shit on, I kind of hate Milk Duds. I kind of don't fuck with them at all.
I like them more than the Haribo Gold Bears taste wise, but yeah, texturally they are the shittiest little caramels you will ever have.
I'm not as huge of like a caramel head as most people, and like
sorry, a caramel head.
Caramel head. All right, whatever. But anyways, like, the texture on these things is like, were these invented to like get litigated against by people with braces? Like,
yeah, no, this shit could break a tooth.
Yeah, no,
and they also like clump together real bad in the little boxes they come in.
Yeah, no, I really like when I get a piece of chocolate candy and biting into it feels like I'm biting into a gumball, like. Just great sensation all around. No, I fucking hate these things. I don't like the taste either. I'm D. I'm throwing these fucking things
C,
out.
But I'm gonna let you have this one. I'll put them in D.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Milk Dud fan. So I'm gonna come out with the hot take, Spencer. I'm a candy corn defender. I think candy corn is good. Fuck the rest of the world.
Yeah, you'll get no allegiance from me there. I think candy corn sucks. I remember seeing it as a kid and being like, you see it in like cartoons and shit, and you're like, wow, this must be the best fucking thing in the world. Like, this stuff must taste amazing. And you taste it and it tastes like.
You know what it tastes like?
It tastes like
America.
It tastes like a dog treat. It tastes like something you'd give a dog after they did a flip.
It is sweet condensed corn syrup. It's just more honest about it than the rest of the food we're eating.
I don't know. It somehow manages to taste like you've already eaten 50 pieces of candy.
I don't know, man. It tastes like
your mom baby birding candy to you.
I like it. Candy corn's good. No, you're a hater.
I mean, I am a hater, but like, you're on your own for this one, man. I'm not.
I'm putting candy corn. I'm arguing candy corn's A tier. You can.
I am putting it the bottom of the barrel. So I guess we're like drawn to have to compromise in some fucking way.
I can. Well, the problem is there's no tier in between B or C. So
yeah. I think we got to put it in question mark because there's just like
I'll put it in I don't know.
This is an unbridgeable divide. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it really is.
This shit does not taste good. So a personal favorite of mine since a kid, and I still fuck with heavy now. I don't know what you'll think of this, but I really fucking like York peppermint patties, man. I love these fucking things.
I go to Thin Mints first, but they're not bad.
I mean, yeah, Thin Mints are better, but like, you know, it fucking steak au poivre is better than fucking ground beef, and I'm still gonna eat both of those fucking things.
Look, I was not much of a mint kid. It wasn't one of my favorites. It did grow on me, and I do like them now. But yeah, it is never the first thing I reach for.
No, I love those. I mean, I love just like mint chocolate in general. Like, it's just one of my favorite combos.
Now, a lot of candy benefits from being put in the fridge or freezer. I'd say York peppermint patties and Thin Mints are some of the most improved by being very cold.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no. You want to refrigerate those fuckers, definitely. But I don't know, man. Chocolate and peppermint is just a great combo. It's just all around fantastic. I want to say something hilariously fat, like a real, even Andy's going to laugh at me for this. Peppermint patties feel more like a Christmas candy than a Halloween candy.
Well, yeah. I mean, peppermint's kind of a Christmassy flavor. That's what candy canes are.
Could not get through that sentence without laughing, but
I can say that straight face.
I know you can, man. I know you fucking can. You're a gem. You have abilities that I could only dream of. I'm going S, but I feel Andy's not going to be on board with that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to knock that, especially since Thin Mints are just better. So I'm knocking it.
Thin Mints aren't a Halloween candy, though, is the thing.
True, but they are on the tier list.
What, they are on the tier? What the fuck?
I assume.
I see Junior Mints.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry, Junior Mints, not the Thin Mints.
No, what the fuck are you talking about? Peppermint patties are better than Junior Mints. That's crazy. You're fucking insane. I thought you were the Girl Scout cookie. Yeah, that's obviously better.
Oh yeah, I got that mixed up. Yeah, I like Junior Mints a bit more.
You're fucking insane. You're.
I like the thicker chocolate and the more like the pieces texturally. I think that works better than like the solid puck.
All right.
But
A tier.
Okay.
What's your next one?
I'm gonna recite something that is stuck in the brain of, at the very least, every single American listener we have, hopefully. Or maybe kids are young enough have not heard this, but Mr. Owl, how many licks does it get to the... No, fuck it, I screwed it up, but you know exactly what I'm referencing. That commercial is the oldest fucking thing man has ever produced.
I don't know how you fucked that up so bad. I think every single word you said was wrong.
No, I got Mr. Owl out pretty right, but you know what I'm referencing. Like, as soon as I said that, like, it is insane that a commercial that is older than probably both of our parents is still airing on TV right now.
Yeah, no, they fucking cooked with that one. I hate Tootsie Pops. I think they suck.
I, like them.
I despise them. They're one of my least favorite candies.
I think a nice orange Tootsie Pop, like, yeah, the Tootsie Roll chocolate inside isn't the best.
The chocolate ones,
but
are
the
what
lollipop
I'm
part is pretty good.
I have no opinion on the lollipop one.
I'd argue that them in C tier, but you know,
yeah,
because I would put them higher up. I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, no, I don't have any opinion on, like, the lollipop ones. I just know the chocolate one is, like, the bane of my existence. Okay, so, I'm just choosing this because I love evil. What do we think of Fun Dip?
Of what?
Fun Dip?
I don't think I've ever had
You don't
Fun
know
Dip.
Fun Dip? You're not rocking
I don't with... know.
You're a fake fat kid. You're a fake fat kid if you're not rocking with Fun Dip.
What is... Hold on, let me look up Fun Dip.
It is, like, the worst... It is one of the worst anything anyone has ever invented. It is, like... It is on the level of, like, dynamite in terms of, like, whoever made this should have fucking, like...
Oh, this shit's, like, even smaller Pop Rocks.
No.
This is... this.
What you do is you have the stick, right? And you have the bag with the Fun Dip in it. You lick the stick... And you dip the stick in the Fun Dip, and it gets the Fun Dip all over the stick, and then you lick it off the stick.
Jesus, this is the most fat kid candy of all time.
It is.
How did candy cigarettes get banned and not this shit?
It's like you're fat, but like
they even give you a stick. They even give you a stick to snort it with, like cocaine, when you're a dumb kid. Like, come on.
Oh, no, 100%. Oh, well, the stick isn't a straw. Like, you need to get, like, a straw to snort it like cocaine. Well, you won't. You can also just get, like, a dollar bill. Or if you're bold, you can just do it, like, raw, you know. There's a lot of different ways to do cocaine. I don't think a fun... I think, actually...
Well, I mean, the stick
to make lines. I think
doing
cocaine
lines.
Off of a Fun Dip stick would be fucking hilarious. I think that's... I'm really enjoying this mental image. I think next time I go out partying, I'm gonna bring a Fun Dip stick. It's like,
I think my impractical way of doing it is like an old popsicle stick.
Yeah,
like you make lines with that and you get splinters.
I would pay like maybe like half of my bank account to see Coked Up Andy, probably. but yeah. Anyhow, this is like. This was made by Yakub. It's. I think it like single-handedly justifies like any country that hates us. Like if the Sino-American wars start and like you know fucking Cleveland gets bombed into oblivion, I think it will be justified because of the invention of the Fun Dip. So D tier, absolutely.
Okay, I think that's fine. Let me just find. Where is it, by the way? I can't. Oh, it's alphabetical, so I guess.
Yeah, no. Now, they were organizing this candy list by vibes.
Anyway, okay.
By calorie content.
I don't know what to pick next. Let me. You know what, Spencer?
Just pick a funny one.
Funny one? Okay, Spencer. Have you ever gotten an apple or fruit or any kind of healthy thing for Halloween? I've heard people say that they
maybe.
Have.
It would be
but
before
like,
I had
I've
like
never gotten
consistent
them.
Memories. I've definitely gotten like toothbrushes and shit, but an apple
that counts.
Honestly, no. Now that we're all grown up, apples rock. I like apples.
They do.
They're tasty
they're,
as hell.
They vary in quality, but a good apple is a good fucking apple.
It's like, fruit. It's great. It's like candy that's good for you, genuinely. Like, that's my...
Yeah!
My apple opinion. If I was going trick-or-treating as a 24-year-old... I would just... Yeah, they should have trick-or-treating for 24-year-olds, and they only give out, like, fruits and, like, quinoa and shit.
You know what? My favorite kind of apple is.
What?
Since we're on this, I like Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp are good. It's a bad Red Delicious is terrible. Really good.
A good Red Delicious is good. Yeah.
Yeah. No. There's a huge variability since if you get them at like from you know like a lunchbox or whatever, it feels like you're eating plastic. But like a fresh one that's gigantic, that shit goes so crazy. That shit is unreal good. But yeah, no, apples, I'm putting an apple in the damn S tier.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're mature.
This
is a growth.
We love fruit.
This is a grown up podcast.
All right. What do you got?
I'm gonna talk about another one that I fuck with. Swedish Fish. I love Swedish Fish.
I've only had them maybe like twice.
What? Do we need to airdrop this into the Midwest or something? Like, do we need to?
No, we have them. Do we need to package? This isn't like Fun Dip where I know Swedish Fish. I've had them a couple times. It's just I'm not a big Swedish Fish fan, and they're just okay.
I like them a lot. I've definitely, my opinion of them has definitely like kind of changed a little bit since when I was teaching. In order to bribe kids into behaving, I would give them Swedish Fish, and you know my fat ass was like eating a bunch of them too.
Oh, absolutely. That's teacher privilege. Yeah. You get to have as much of the candy as you can physically handle.
It's so funny. That's like something like a first grader would have. It's like, when I'm a teacher, I'm going to eat all the candy, and then you just do.
No.
But,
my mom was a teacher, so I knew that, but yeah.
Yeah, no. Andy, you'd be a great teacher just going like, okay, class, so today, we gotta have more candy. We're going, this is real good candy. So
I'm now thinking about how hard Ty would kill me if I showed up to an episode with food. It wouldn't be like chips or something that's super crunchy allowed. It'd be like a sandwich.
Yeah.
But she would get so fucked up.
I think when we inevitably do like a recording in person, I'm going to have like a bag of candy for you to eat or something.
No, you give me a milkshake.
Yeah.
You give me I'm just sitting there with a like a water bottle.
We have a root beer float.
Yeah. I actually don't like soda that much. I'm not a big fan of carbonated drinks.
You contain multitudes. No, dude, I love soda.
I get it.
I went to a bar and didn't drink because I was sick, and I got like 8 sodas or whatever.
Didn't the waitress flirt with you?
Maybe she just like gave me like, I was just like, oh, could I get like a Coke? And she was like, yeah, here, it's on the house or whatever. And I'm like, not going to think about this one too hard. Don't know if she's flirting or just feels bad for me.
Both could be true.
Yeah. I think it was probably just some like overpowering maternal instincts or whatever. Yeah. So no, I love Swedish Fish. They're tasty. They got, you know, they're nice and sweet. They're like some of the gummy candies that I like chewing on. They don't feel like I'm, you know, giving myself gingivitis. I'm going to go A tier on this. And you haven't had enough. You haven't had enough Swedish Fish to disagree with me, Andy.
Yeah, no, I'll let you have this one. Not gonna fight you in the least.
All right. What are you gonna do next?
Let's talk about one I like a lot. Let's talk about Snickers.
Snickers, okay.
Snickers do have the problem that a lot of nut candy with nuts do, which is that like the nuts can kind of get stuck in your teeth a little. They get like back there, but
they can also
they're
kill
really good.
A lot of kids.
Yes,
and also they also just drop kids like flies. It's so cool how much like candy with peanuts there is in them, since like maybe like 1 in 5 kids will like die if you give them peanuts.
I feel like everyone talks about like, maybe it was because we got it out of our system in the 90s, but I feel like everyone's talking about, man, look how many kids are lactose intolerant, how many kids can't handle their dairy these days, how many kids can't handle their nuts.
No, pause.
That was a
pause. Pause.
I'm allowed to make double entendre.
It is funny that like half the candies on this list have like, will like, if you just give them to a random kid, they'll explode.
Or sometimes have them in the room.
They'll turn purple like they're in outer space. So yeah, I like Snickers though. I think they're really good. I didn't like peanut candies as a kid, but like, you know, I'm a gentleman with refined taste now, and I say I like Snickers a lot. They're great.
I would put them in S.
Yeah, you know what? I'm rocking with Snickers and S. I'm rocking with Snickers. So I'm going to go with one of my canonical picks for candy. I'm a huge Three Musketeers fan. I fucking love those.
They're pretty good.
It's really just like, I love, you know, obviously chocolate candy. I love the texture, you know, the kind of like wafery texture that you got. Kind of chewy. And I don't know, they just have like an extra taste in them. Like, I think it's the nougat.
They're very light.
Yeah. They're aromatic.
The nougat.
Yeah. And has a very nice taste to it. I feel like I'm alone on my island here. I think other people don't rock with Three Musketeers as hard, but that's like one of my go-to checkout candies is Three Musketeers.
There was a point where I went for them a lot. They're okay. They're not, but they're definitely good. I'd definitely be happy if you gave me one.
Yeah. I know you would.
You think I'm bad? Wait. I'm so sad Bozo's out of town and her mic sucks because she would kill on this episode.
Yeah, no. She'd make you kill yourself. She would.
Nah, I'm good. I could take it.
She would find a way. She would. Anyhow, the Three Musketeers. Yeah, I'm going A. I'm going A. I might pick up some Three Musketeers with this
episode. I can take him up there. That's good. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go another hot one. I'm going to go another hot take, Spencer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Whoppers?
I'm uncertain if I ever even ate one of these.
So do you know what they are?
No, wait, I have eaten these. They're fine. Yeah, they're fine. They're okay.
Yeah, so Whoppers are chocolate, little shells of chocolate covering concentrated, like, malt powder. I think they're pretty... They're very unique. There's nothing quite like Whoppers out there. There's a reason, like, a lot of people don't go for fucking malt powder-based candy, but, like, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're fine. All right. I think they've got a really great texture to them.
If you eat too many of them, they can really catch up on you.
Oh, I mean, that goes for all candy, but yeah.
Yeah, but more than others, you know, it's a gradient.
I say B. Like, these are a comfortable B tier
candy. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
I like how when it's the two of us talking about candy, we're proceeding with, like, German efficiency on this. Like, we've gone through 20 candies already.
We had strong opinions. Yeah, no,
we're halfway through the episode and we've already done like half the list.
Look, this is a peaceful, look how nice and civil and peaceful this conversation is without Ty. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, no, this nice. Is two grown adults talking about candy. Okay, so I'm gonna go with, what do we feel about Reese's Cups? Again, very fatal to certain kids.
So I mentioned this on a podcast earlier, but it was the Autism Power Hour. You were not on. You know what might be the best use for a Reese's Cup?
What?
Putting them in a s'more.
Oh, God, dude. Jesus Christ. I'd... Oh man, I gained a pound hearing that. That's amazing. That would be, oh man.
I've only done it once, but it was one of the most wonderful things I've ever had.
That,
because I think,
oh my God, dude, you're a fucking genius.
I think,
fuck man, I need that right now.
It's so good, isn't it?
I would weep. Yeah, no, Reese's Cups are amazing.
The Reese's Cups are pretty good. Peanut butter cups are amazing. But the thing about them is, when Reese's Cups sit on the shelf for a little too long, they degrade faster than other candy. It depends on when they were shipped in, but overall they are solid.
Yeah, no, I'm going S tier on these. I fucking love these things.
I get it.
They taste amazing. They have great shape, great texture. You are right that they degrade easy, but like, you know what? I'm going S. These are amazing candies. Okay. All right, what's next for you?
So Spencer, let's talk about, you know, one of the you know, not a candy I think you have much as a kid, but one that will just fucking destroy your teeth.
All right.
I am talking about the Heath Bar.
I haven't had these in like 15 years, so
no, I don't have them often, but yeah. They are chocolate-covered toffee. They are the crunchiest, like, stickiest fucking thing. They're not bad. Taste-wise, they're pretty good, but they are just obnoxious.
I remember these tasting all right. I remember they'd be, like, the last candy I'd eat, but I'd be like, oh, yeah, these are pretty good. These are
yeah, I'll definitely still eat them.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm not D-tier, but it is something worth noting.
I'd say at the lower end of B, honestly. Like, they're tasty. Even, like, the crunchiness, like, has its charms, I think. These are...
okay, I think I can accept B.
Yeah, no. I'm just gonna go through these like in order now, since we've gone through all the good ones.
I have one that I want to go through.
Okay, yeah.
I specifically Hershey's on their own is not great, but you know what's the best way to experience a Hershey's?
What?
When you get one of those little bags that has the variety pack of Hershey's, like you got the regular, the dark chocolate, the Mr. Good Bar. I forget what the other one is. Oh, Crinkle, I think, is because it's the one that's like crunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way to experience a Hershey.
Yeah, I mean, just on their own, they don't taste that great. They're like essential s'mores ingredients, so like they're C tier at the very lowest. Like, you know, they're perfect for s'mores, but I don't know. I'm not.
And they are literally spoiled chocolate. They do have spoiled milk in them.
Yes. But I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan in the world. I'd say B or C, I think. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I agree.
The best thing they have going for them is like the texture. Like the taking a bite out of a Hershey's bar, like that makes you proud to be a fat.
Yeah, that's
American
pretty good.
Pig.
Do you ever break up the little pieces?
Sometimes.
And try to have them in?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, sometimes you got to be a little fucking dandy.
Yeah, no. Sometimes. So let's do cookies and cream flavor. Overrated, honestly. I love cookies and cream flavored stuff. This does not taste like cookies or cream to me.
No, it's kind of a bad flavor. I haven't seen this in a while. I hope they discontinued it. It kind of sucks. I'm putting in D.
Yeah, D. It tastes like, I don't know, it tastes like the Whoppers, but worse. Like it tastes like malt powder or whatever. It's not very good.
By the way, I would love our restraint and the time we talked about Whopper that we did not do the B King Whopper commercial thing.
I don't know that off the top of my head.
You don't know Whopper, 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 Whopper.
You're okay. I think like the only time I've ever been angry at our friend group for being too autistic is when you all were like ranking car insurance commercials in the chat. I think it was like, I think that was the only time it's like, yeah, eugenics is probably a good idea. Like, yeah, women shouldn't be allowed to have kids after they turn 30.
No, see, this is different, because this was inescapable in Serenity, and it was just like, if you see the commercial, imagine watching it every single day, multiple times, for like a weekend, it is most true. But yeah, no, that was pretty autistic, but I don't know.
if your opinion on car insurance commercials isn't just... I hate all of them. Then if you have like a gradient in that opinion, you are a dog to me. I could kill
ruff,
you.
Ruff.
I could kill you by tying your shoelaces together.
Ruff. Ruff.
So yeah, no. I anyways, D tier easily. Did I kill Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. He just cut out. He's laughing too hard. Anyways, what's next for you, Andy?
100 grand worst Twix bar.
I don't think I've ever had these, so I'm fine with you.
They come in like big bags. They're not D, but I'd put them in C.
Really misleading name. They should be really good if they're called 100 grand.
Yeah, no, it's real fucking bold.
Yeah, D for false advertising alone, frankly.
You know what? Sure, I can.
It's like if you made like the candy called like the Awesome Explosion or whatever, and it was just mid. Like, no, fuck you, you're a disgrace to candy everywhere. All right, Reese's Pieces. Huge downgrade from the cups.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they don't have any chocolate. They're just the hard shell and peanut butter.
Well, here's the thing, and this occurred to me as we were doing the episode, is that M&M's problem is also, like, a textural one. Like, that kind of glassy crunch you want, like, surrounded by other textures, like ice cream or trail mix. But, like, the pieces alone, they don't do anything aside change your hand to a weird color. The peanut butter chocolate ratio is all wrong. And again, you know, if I was a kid with a peanut allergy, this would not what I would want to have kill me. So
yeah, no, it's, I still think they're all right. I'm putting them in C.
Oh yeah. C. Why not? They don't offend. They don't offend.
I have never been much of a sweet tarts kid.
Sweet tarts. Let me see. I'm trying to remember if these are what I'm thinking of, since I don't know if I had these in a while. I'm refreshing my memory with some. I get these confused with Smarties a lot. Sweet tarts, they're okay.
Yeah,
they're fine. You know, sweet and tart, those are two good things. You know, I think C tier is the only honest answer there. They're fine or whatever. Not going to be mad if you pass me a sweet tart.
That's fine, yeah.
I'm actually going to jump real quick, and I'm going to say, what do we think about Crunch Bars?
They're great texturally. Flavor-wise, just okay, but man.
That texture is unbeatable.
And not false advertising.
Yeah.
It's got a real nice crunch.
Yeah, no. I gotta say, again, you think they're gonna be better than they are, because, like, the taste, it's got the Hershey's, like, spoiled milk taste at the end of the day. But, you know, adding some little, like, pieces of, what is the shit they put in there? Like,
I think it might be rice.
Yeah, it's,
I
like, mean, rice pops. Like, yeah. No, it makes a huge difference. So I think it's, like, high.
Solid A.
Oh, A tier. Okay. Bottom of A, then.
Okay. Pixie Sticks. Meme candy, if can be fake, described as such.
Fake.
Yeah, no, I'm putting it in IDK.
That is a detention kid candy, D.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a candy for a kid who is a little too enthusiastic about snorting salt out through a straw. Like, that is...
Exactly.
That is a candy for a kid that you can dare do anything. That is a kid...
Never trust
anyone.
That is
a kid who volunteers to be dared to eat food off the floor.
Also... Always a messy fucking candy. Always a messy fucking candy. You can't, like, you know, eat them cleanly.
Airheads. Mid.
I really like Airheads.
Mid.
I like them a lot. I think they're, the sort of texture taste they get is great. I think they're a decent flavor candy-wise. I'm tempted S, but I think A is a little more accurate for how I feel.
I'm going to force you to knock them down to B. They just, I'm not a huge fan of the taste or the texture.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. They just, again, like, it's the same thing. Like, they hurt my fucking jaw, man.
I don't know. I think they're kind of nice. They're kind of smooth. They go down.
That is true. The smoothness is nice. Okay, I don't know what the fuck these two candies are, so let's just switch.
So, I know what the first one is. It's like a honey-based candy. It's okay. I don't know why you'd ever get it, but it's fine.
It's a bear food.
Necco wafers are, like, the blandest fucking thing you've ever seen.
We're just skipping those two. Let's go to Sour Patch Kids. They rock.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They are... the watermelons, mwah. One of the best things ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Sour Patch watermelons, dude... I love this country. So when I have one of those, they are so amazing. The regular Sour Patch Kids, they're good too. Like, you know, that commercial, the sour sweet gone. That's,
have you had any of the Sour Patch flavored monsters?
I think I had a Sour Patch flavored pre-workout drink, and it was maybe the worst thing I've ever put in my body. I think that, you know, some of the drugs I have taken were probably better for me. Like, any coke I've done is probably better for me than the Sour Patch pre-workout I had. I remember me and Thompson were, like, drinking it before a workout. I would just, like, take a big sip. I'm like, man, this sucks. You try it, and hand it back to him. I was like, oh, yeah, this sucks. And just kept passing it back and forth. It's... No. Sour Patch, look, you need... you need the outside, you need the gradient, okay? You need the fucking gradient for when you eat Sour Patch Kids. Like, you need the sour, then the sweet. You can't have them both at the same time. That's madness. That's anarchy. That's a bad candy. That's a bad, that's not, it's, you're not eating this for the flavor. You're eating this for the experience. But I say S tier.
Oh, okay. I would argue down to A, but.
All right. I'll take it at A. I'll take it at A.
Yeah, you'll take it.
All right. Nerds.
What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, Nerds. Yeah.
Yeah. I.
Not as good, but not bad.
Yeah. I kind of, the problem is that, like, in order to get the most out of Nerds, you need to eat a huge fucking handful of them. And then you just have like two bites and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like B.
Yeah, B. Those like big bags of rainbow Nerds are like those are hazardous material. Like the big ones you get at movie theaters, like that is too much sugar for a human being. So I
that's most shit you get at a movie theater, to be honest.
Oh yeah, no, movie theaters, like, that's one of the greatest rackets in history. It's like, yeah, let's play $8 for candy that will make you sick by the end. We'll give you a giant fucking bag of wholesale candy that's sold at 500% markup, and then by the end of it, when you have it with your soda and popcorn, you will feel like throwing up afterwards. Anyhow, I think B is a good place. I've never had a Good and Plenty, so Andy, what's your Twizzler's opinion?
They're okay. They're okay.
I like them a lot. I like the taste. I like the texture. I think they've got that like little, I don't know, like twirl. I mean, the twirl thing, just like, you know, that's just a satisfying thing to eat, genuinely. They're not amazing, you know, they are a little samey. And they don't have enough, like, you know, I don't know. They're kind of in this, like, weird middle ground between sugary and sweet. Or, sorry, sweet. God, what a fucking fat thing to say. A middle ground.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm about to pass out.
I'm getting sugary notes. I'm getting sweet notes. I'm getting candy notes.
Getting all the good notes.
Yeah. No, they're like halfway between like sweet and sour, but they don't really work for either. I think, what are you thinking for, what tier are you thinking for this?
For Twizzlers? We can do A. I can do it.
A, okay.
I've seen Dots a lot. I can't remember the last time I had them.
They're mid. Like, I don't know. I liked the cover art as a kid. Like, I liked them in concept.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think like, they have like an appeal to autistic kids. Like the look of the box is just like, okay, I can rock with this. You know, this hit scratches the same itch that like Lowe's does or whatever. But I don't know.
No, I get you.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like they all look like, they look like stoplights maybe. And they,
but they are pretty mad.
And they have like a retro 50s design or something. Which I think retro 50s designs in general, like for autistic kids, they're more streamlined. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. Someone, all of our fans are on the autism spectrum. So like sound off in the comments if you like have this experience with Dots. Like you just were gravitated towards them as a kid, even though the candy's mid. I think, what tier are you thinking?
I'm thinking C. I think C is fine.
I'm going to jump around again. Fuck Tootsie Rolls, man. Fuck these things.
Okay, you are correct. But I see on here they have the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls, the, like, variety ones. Those are pretty good.
Well, I'm just talking about the chocolate ones. The chocolate ones are terrible. D.
They
don't taste like chocolate. They don't taste like the same chocolate that a Hershey's is. They destroy your teeth. They're unchewable.
Have you ever had
a full-sized
candy bar Tootsie Roll?
No, because I'm still alive.
I have. It's an experience. It's a fucking workout, let me tell you something. you're just doing anything to get it solid enough, to get it soft enough to get it down your fucking gullet. It's a fucking... It is an Olympic test of a candy.
D tier.
If we're gonna skip around, I want to skip around to another one, which is two of them, which is I don't think it's acceptable to have Jolly Ranchers or Fruit Gushers over the age of 11. Like, I eat a lot of goofy ass shit, but those two feel like maybe the most for children candy of all time.
Which is weird because kids don't know how to fucking eat Jolly Ranchers. Like, you put them in your mouth and then they're just gonna start biting.
Not Jolly Ranchers, sorry. Fruit Roll-Ups and Fruit Gushers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Honestly, Gushers, like, do go a little crazy at times, but those things, like, those are colors that shouldn't, like, exist as a food.
You know what?
Like, if you show that to a pistol shrimp, it would just activate. Like, it would start fucking killing itself.
You know what's the funniest fuck? Like, man, they really let kids have something called fruit by the foot. They really let them fucking unroll a giant ball of sugar.
You're eating
disaster.
That shit in class like you're a snake.
Yes. Yes.
They don't taste bad is the thing. Like
No, but it's just the energy they have of like, oh, these are for 5-year-olds.
Yeah, no. These were designed in a lab to like cause the obesity epidemic. Like these like spawn in food deserts. Like if you take enough like fruits and vegetables out of an area, like they start spawning on the shelves at fucking Dollar General.
Yeah.
C. Bottom of C.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyone else that you've got strong opinions on, since I think I'm out of those?
I got a couple.
Okay.
I got a couple. I want to talk about Jolly Ranchers. I quite like Jolly
Ranchers.
Yeah, they're
fine.
I think Jolly... I'd put them in like high A. They're like a solid, like sweet, like little thing. Have you had any of like the ones that are like soft, like a Starburst or... and Airhead, those are also pretty good.
No, but those sound good. Those sound good. Since I like the flavors, but I don't like having to keep a piece of glass in my mouth for like...
Yeah, no, that's not great.
Yeah.
But they're very welcome. I'm going to put Jolly Ranchers in A.
I can live with that. I can live with that in A. What else you got?
Speaking of things that are also for children, man, regular ass bubblegum, I don't know... The last time I've been really excited to get it has been so long, and it has just been like, yeah, this is for kids.
Yeah, I mean, I like when you're an adult and you have gum, just get like mint chewing gum, you know.
Yeah,
it satisfies the
maybe another fruit flavor, maybe like an orange.
Yeah,
no, you know.
Yeah. you said so wistfully. Maybe an orange, but the
candy's very serious.
I know, but I think yeah, double bubbles in general, like I think C. I again, like I might have one on a lark, but I don't think that it's really worth like the sugar or anything. What else you got?
What else do I got? Smarties.
I kind of like them.
I kind of like them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good. They're good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're a very like. Because they're a candy that is just pure powdered sugar, but they're like very mild.
Yeah, no, they're not as terrible for you as some of the other candies. I don't think
they're not loud is the thing. Like they go down pretty easy. They're pretty mild. They're good. I like Smarties. I like how you were afraid. You were like, she's gonna fucking attack Smarties.
Oh, literally, I gave a bunch of kids Smarties for Halloween, and I was telling my old boss that I did that, and he was like, "Really? You gave them Smarties?" It's like, yeah, Smarties, like, they got great texture, they got great crunch, they got great tart flavors.
Yeah, no!
Like, what more could you
I
want?
I think
they're a thinking man's candy.
Good. Yes. Thank
A-tier.
You.
A-tier.
Thank you.
A-tier for the fucking A-tier. Smarties.
A-tier. Looking down the list, Skittles.
Skittles.
The third sibling of Reese's Pieces
I
and M&M's.
I don't like them at all, really.
I think they're okay. I would put them in B.
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's again, like, I don't know. Like, they're worse than M&M's somehow to me. Even though I like Shat Talk M&M's, like, I don't know. They just I have one, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Like, these just taste like you're eating a fucking Slurpee with a knife and fork. All right, give me one more, Andy, and then we'll bail for the episode.
How about Twix?
Twix?
Twix.
Solid.
Yeah.
Great crunch. Yeah, no. I think B is a good place for Twix. They are definitely like a candy that you only eat because they come in variety packs, though.
Yeah, that is true.
All right. Well, this has been the candy episode. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm going to go grocery shopping, and you know what? I'm going to pick up some candy.
You do that.
Catch y'all next time.
All right. See you next time. Bye-bye. And carry on, 'cause